Thanksgiving.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Kingdom Sound. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Send you greetings and welcome. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street. We are in Melbourne, Florida. You're welcome to join us at one of our service times, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. or Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And also, let me share an announcement, a happening. You can come and join us. Our pastor, Pastor Thomas, will be ministering Sunday, August 15th at 5 p.m. at the Mission and Evangelism Ministry Incorporated at 2191 Julian Avenue, Northeast in Palm Bay, Florida. Come and join us for the Power of Faith Conference. Okay, that is the Power of Faith Conference going on this Saturday, August 14th at 5 p.m., going on this Sunday, August 15th at 5 p.m., and especially our Pastor Thomas will be speaking the Sunday service at 5 p.m., and Dr. Rutherford will be speaking the Saturday service at 5 p.m. So there's plenty of opportunities to come, put on your mask, get your hand sanitizer, gloves, or whatever it takes for you to come and be in the house and receive the word of the Lord. So we thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Andre Jordan. It's good to be with you today. I love that the Lord has been gracious and given us just a platform to share what he is laying on our hearts and to speak. I pray a word of encouragement to each of us as we listen and just are encouraged by the word of God. If ever we needed to be encouraged, if ever we needed to be strengthened, if ever we needed to be comforted, that is the time and the day that we're living in. So having said that, let us pray really quick. Father, I thank you so much that you are a constant source of strength, a constant source of encouragement, a constant source of power, a constant source of enablement, a constant source of ability, a constant source. Father, and I thank you for it. I thank you for each heart that is listening today, Father, that you will minister exactly what we stand in need of. Help us, God, to draw closer to you. You are drawing closer to us. Father, we draw nigh to you. You will draw near unto us. And so today, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would speak and have his way in this time that we have. Words of encouragement, words of strength, words of comfort, words of peace. Father, let us delight in you and your word. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So I was thinking about the Lord and thinking about his goodness to us and thinking about his faithfulness to us. And I began to think about the thought of wanting more and how there is more. And even as much as we've tasted and seen of the Lord and experienced of him, there's no ceiling on him. There's no ceiling on what we can tap into. There is no ceiling. Every time we get in a good high place in God and he's growing us and developing us, and we can see it for ourselves. You know, I love it when we can see the growth in ourselves for ourselves. I used to struggle here, but God has helped me. He strengthened me, you know, so we can see it in ourselves growth. We can see in ourselves maturity. We can see in ourselves strengthening. We can see in ourselves, oh, he helped me get over that hurdle. Oh, he helped me get over that obstacle. Oh, I thought I would never, but the hand of the Lord, we can see that. And I thought about it, and I thought about how yet there is more. M-O-R-E. There is more. We have not tapped out. We have not reached our full capacity. There is more. There is greater stretching. There is greater opportunity. There is greater levels of ministry. There is more. M-O-R-E. There is more available to you and me. There is more. There is so much more. And so that is my thought today. That is the sound today. The more of God. Are we desiring the more of God? Personal question, are we desiring the more of God? Are you comfortable with where you are and what you have? Is there something in you that the Holy Spirit of God has woken up that I can remember a time that I didn't really think about the more of God. I was comfortable. I was good. I felt some kind of way, and I was happy. I was content. If I identify the feeling, I was content. This was good. But one day, just something clicked like a light bulb, they say. And I just thought, I want more. I just thought those three words, I want more. And so I say that personally to say there is more. It was like the Lord woke me up and helped me to realize and to become aware that there is more. No matter how good the level that you're experiencing, no matter how much we've accomplished or obtained, or you know, we're serving and doing, there is higher, more, greater. He wants to stretch us, and he wants to stretch us and show us and help us see, oh, I put way more capacity in you than that. And sometimes I feel that we're not always aware or cognizant of it, but the Lord knows how to show us. The Lord knows how to stretch us. The Lord knows how to create a hunger inside of us for the more of God. That's a key point, because we have to have a hunger in us, or something in us, or the light bulb in my instance, the bulb light bulb has to come on for us to be aware of the fact that there's more, and it creates a desire. Once we come to the realization, we come to the knowledge that, wait, yeah, this is good, but there's more. Then we begin to want more. So the Lord knows how to create that desire in us. The Lord knows how to awaken us and help us to begin to see spiritually that there is more to the Lord, more to ministry, more to our service, more to the Word. You know, tapping into the fact that there is more to the Word, more to faith, more to teaching, preaching, expounding, more to whatever it is in our whatever level and however we serve the Lord, more levels of love, you know, all of it. There is more. And so that is my thought today. I'm going to read a passage of scripture that, as I was thinking about the more, I began to think about people in the Bible that experienced more. And so I'm going to read an Old Testament passage from the book of Numbers. We're going to go to Numbers first, Numbers 26, in just one verse, verse 33. And it reads, "And Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons, but he had daughters. He had five daughters. The names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlon, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah." Okay, they were a part of the family of Manasseh. And those that were numbered, it says, were 52,700. So there's a genealogy that verse 20, chapter 26 goes through. And now I want to skip down to verse 52 in the same book. Numbers 26, we read verse 33. Let's read now verse 52. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. So there's some, God is giving Moses instructions. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. Okay, so the Lord is saying, if there's a lot, well, they would receive a larger portion based on the numbers. And if there's a few, their portion would be smaller because of the numbers. It says, to every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. So out of the families, based on the number of your family, that is how the Lord is distributing, making distribution. Verse 55 reads, notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes and their fathers. That's how you will inherit it. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. So one thing we know about the Lord is he's always just, he's always right. His judgment is just, his judgment is right. So we can trust however God works a thing out, whatever the Lord does. So we're going to pick up at verse chapter 27 and verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad. Remember, we read in Numbers 26, verse 33, Zelophehad had no sons. He only had five daughters. So then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, which was the son of Gilead, which was the son of Machir, which was the son of Manasseh. And the families of Manasseh were the son, Manasseh was the son, of course, of Joseph. And these are the names of Zelophehad's daughters again. Mahlon, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came and they stood before Moses. And they stood before Eleazar the priest. And they stood before the princes. And they stood before all of the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And just before I even go further to verse 3, just think about that. Think about how intimidating, kind of, that was for these five daughters to take a stand, to take a step. It's intimidating because in that dispensation, they're women. And pretty much, you were under, you know, the leadership of your father if you were unmarried. You were under the leadership of your husband if you were married. And women had, a lesser voice in that dispensation. And so these five daughters made a united decision that we're going to come and we're going to speak and we're going to present their case. And so verse 3, let's read. The daughters came and they said, they pushed past all of the intimidation. They pushed past all of the feelings of, doubt or what am I doing? They pushed past all any fear. They pushed past that. So they stood and they said before the congregation, our father died in the wilderness. And he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves against the Lord. So our father was not a part of the company of Korah who gathered themselves against the Lord. But our father died in the wilderness. He died in his own sin. And he had no sons. The daughters went further. They said, why should the name of our father, Zelophehad, be done away with among his family? Because he had no son. So the daughters are presenting their case. Verse 4. They say, give us, therefore, a possession among the brethren of our family. So of the tribe of Manasseh, they said, give us our portion. Our father had no sons, but he has five daughters. Give unto us that portion among the brethren. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. This was unprecedented. But I tell you what, a wise leader will not lean to tradition, but will still inquire of the Lord. This, what we see in this scripture, goes against tradition. It goes against what was established. It goes against what was done. But Moses, being a wise leader, Moses having a heart after the Lord, took it to the Lord. It was something new. It was something not done. It was something unheard of. But Moses, in wisdom, brought the case, the cause, before the Lord. Verse 6, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. How about that? The Lord spoke to Moses, and he said, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. And he instructed Moses, thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. Look at God. Look at God establishing a whole new precedent because the daughters of Zelophehad wanted more. That's where I'm going with this. Because the daughters of Zelophehad wanted more. And thou shalt speak, the Lord continues, and thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, from now on, if a man die and have no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. I love this. And God further instructs Moses, and if a man die and he have no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. The Lord speaks further, and if a man die and he have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if a man die and his father have no brethren, then you shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and that kinsman shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. And so I'm going to stop there, but I love this. We're talking today about wanting more. We're talking today about wanting more. Maximizing what is available to us in the Lord, going higher in Him, allowing Him to stretch and get even more out of us, taking the limit off of ourselves that we place on ourselves. We limit what we say we can do for God, what we can be and go and do and how we can serve, and we limit ourselves, taking the small mind out of ourselves and how we view ourselves. I'm talking about more, M-O-R-E, and I love how these five sisters some kind of way desired more. Their family was going to take care of them. Their relatives were going to take care of them. But the sisters thought beyond the status quo in this dispensation of time. What about us? Have we arrived that we think beyond the status quo, the limits that the world and society and they say and people say, and you should only be able to do this based on your education. You should only be able to do this based on the color of your skin. You should only be able to do this based on your past record. You should only be able to do this based on this, based on that. But the daughters of Zelophehad purposed and decided, we want more. We're not comfortable to just be dependent on society to give us a handout. We're not comfortable to be dependent upon our relatives to give us a handout. We're not comfortable to stay in the place of a beggar or a glean, to stay at that level. We're not comfortable, but we desire, we require more. There is gotta be more for us. There's gotta be more for us. We, the God that we know and love and serve, there's got to be more for us. Surely we count and matter to the Lord. And so they presented their case, and guess what? God backed them up. I'm talking about more, more, more. And I'm just saying the words because there is more. As I say it, more. Don't stop at this level. There is more. There is more than you've experienced. There's more. God has more for you and I. Do you want it? I gotta say, I want it. I want more God. And He has more for us. There is more available to us. We just need to tap into Him and get it. We need to make our individual, personal petitions known. Don't you have a petition? Think about in the natural how people decide, oh, you shouldn't kill the wolves when the populations get too large. And somebody will write a petition. This is how I feel about this matter. And they will go and stand outside of the library or wherever they stand, and they want you to get on board and sign their petition. Don't you have a petition, a request that you want to present before the Lord about a matter, about a dream, about a desire, about a passion, about a burden, about a ministry? Don't you want more in some area, capacity of our lives? So the daughters said, we're not settling here. We're not going to live beneath what God has for us too. And they boldly took their petition before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, before the princes, before the congregation, all of these important folk. All of these people, little old five daughters of no standing, of no royalty, of no, you know, ordinary, regular folk. But God moved in their favor. God moved on their behalf. God said yes. And I believe the Lord has a yes for you and I believe that there are some yeses God wants to give us. I believe there are some yeses that the Lord wants to give us. Some yeses to the things that we desire towards God. He wants to say yes to some of the things that we've been limiting ourselves. We put a ceiling on it. We decided that we couldn't move past this because of this. We decided that something had greater power to stop and block our way and to hinder us and cause us to only reach and accomplish this level. But the truth of the matter is, there's some things that the Lord has long wanted to bring to us, to provide to us, to give to us. But we've been stuck. We've been stagnant. And so today I do pray that there is an unstopping. There is a shift and a movement out of the stuck places of our lives that we find ourselves in. I pray that there is a breaking open and there is an awareness coming and a desire and something within us being stirred to the fact that we now desire and want more. The dreams that we've had for years that we've not moved forward in, the things that we've almost put aside and we don't even look at them anymore, or pray about them anymore, or petition the Lord about them anymore. But I pray that there is a stirring and there's movement, and we will begin to cry out within ourselves to the Lord and say, God, I want more. And we will again bring those petitions back to the Lord and allow the Lord to give us a yes, and that we would receive his yes, and we would begin to move out into the things of God, that we would begin to possess the land that he has for us. And so already my time for today is come and gone. And I want to thank you so much for listening each weekday right here on WWBC 100.7 FM. We thank you for your listening to our listening audience. We're here each weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. And once again, I want to tell you our service times. We are Victory International Praise Ministry. We are at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. And I also want to let you know our service times are Sundays at 11 a.m., Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and we have a special service this Sunday, August 15th at 5 p.m. Pastor Thomas is speaking at the Power of Faith Conference. That is the Pastor Bishop Shane Paisley's Church, the Mission and Evangelism Ministry, located at 2191 Julian Avenue Northeast in Palm Bay, Florida, 32905. The phone number on this announcement is 561-800-5202. So come out and be a part of our services, or join us this Sunday, August 15th at 5 p.m. at Bishop Shane Paisley's The Power of Faith Conference. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Well, I hope you
prayer.
Enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the bar.
Someone's hurting in a painful situation right now and don't know where to turn. Listen, I want to encourage you, my brother and sister, that he will answer every one of your prayers. Come on.
Somebody's praying, they just lost their home. Somebody's praying, feeling all alone.
All alone?
Somebody's praying,
my God,
with a broken heart.
Broken heart.
Somebody's praying, family's torn apart.
My God.
He'll answer your prayer, just can't take one more.
I know he will.
He'll answer your prayer, don't walk out that door.
Listen, he will be there, and he really cares, my God.
He will answer.
I don't care what you're going through, be encouraged. Cares. He really cares, and he will answer your prayer. Listen, let me sing this part here. If I catch a plane headed out to Spain in a crowded place, no one knows my name, or in a far country sailing a raging sea, can't get a dial tone, nobody speaks English but me, I can call on Jesus, call him anytime. Never too busy, always on the line.